Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word of Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending to his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for this blessed day. For those of you at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the U.S., we're grateful for those of you listening. Thank God for you. This is Monday, and you know that means the angel messenger speaks today. As our brother Eddie Lee and his sisters would join him today, and as we await for them to come on, once again, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for all you listening far and near. And remember, keep the communication lines open between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to see in these last days why this is going to be the most important thing that you do. Amen. Because I'm telling you, people, and this is not thing to scare anyone. The Lord is going to bring forth some great things in these last days, but also there are going to be some challenges and greater challenges to come. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord, brother. I'm blessed of the Lord. Thank God for
Thank
you
God.
Tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God for what has gone forth. I just thank and I praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you there, sister. Thank God for another blessed opportunity you've given us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all that's listening. We have listeners once again, Kenya, Germany, Japan. We welcome you all. In the United States, we welcome you all in all countries that's listening. I have not named. We welcome you to listening in on the broadcast here. And we thank God for the brothers and sisters that on this broadcast. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Another blessed sisters. We are grateful for the testimony and the word that you guys share on the broadcast. There's no doubt that people are listening in. And, you know, everyone, you know, needs to hear the word of the Lord. So we're, you know, grateful for another blessed day. And somewhat a little cooler temperature, sister. So, you know, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Stella.
God bless.
Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you all coming on to broadcast today and being in a position to give what thus says the Lord to y'all to give to the people. Because people are looking, needing, you know, an answer to things that they're going through now. And some of them have tried other things and it failed. And we want to be able to give them the lifeline, the word of the Lord today. And we pray that someone that is listening, hey, maybe contemplating suicide, we pray that they will hear this word and that they won't do it. You know, that they will come to the Lord, you know, and be transformed in Jesus' name. And so that's what we have to do. We have to give the word of God today. Amen.
Amen.
Give it to the people, wherever you know. We have to take this opportunity, you know, while we on the broadcast and the chance that we have in doing this now, because we all know that the time will come that they're going to deny the true teaching and preaching of the gospel over the airwaves. And we had, you know, as we were discussing in this, as we gathered together yesterday, when the Lord said, "And this gospel shall be preached into the kingdom of all nations, then shall the end come." So
Amen.
That tells me that there are other gospels that's being preached out there. And
yes,
we can see it evident in this day and time. And there are people, they're coming up with, man, I mean, all kinds of, especially evil stuff that they're calling the gospel. And so we have to give the people the gospel that draws the body of Christ together. And you hear a lot of things that people saying is of God, it actually brings separation, you know, into the body of Christ. So we want to give the word of God that brings unity and draw the faithful and the honest of heart. So, amen. So how
amen.
Everybody, how y'all been doing? As Brother Lee would say, "Hi y'all," because we know why he be saying that. He be trying to throw in that kind of Southern talk, but we know why he be saying it. So, yeah. So
bless
amen.
Of the Lord, brother.
Bless of the Lord.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank and I pray the Lord for all of the different countries and states that you named that might be listening to the broadcast. I was listening to your 5:30 broadcast, and I think and I praise the Lord for the word that goes forth, you know. And tonight I just want to, you know, really give honor unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, right now I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
I come up tonight in you, Lord God, because I know your word goes across continents, Lord Jesus. And Lord, that your word would touch, Lord God. Lord, that
yes,
it would
Lord.
Render the ones that are on the broadcast and are listening, Lord Jesus. I ask you to give them a mind, Lord God, that they would go before you and ask you, Lord Jesus, because you are no respected person. And Lord, if they come before you in honest and a broken heart and true in spirit, that you will give them an answer, Lord God, as to what they
yes,
hear,
Lord.
What
yes,
true
Lord.
Or not. And Lord, I ask that you, Lord God, that you look upon, Lord Jesus, these broken, Lord God. Lord, look upon these
yes,
broken,
Lord.
Lord, these countries, and upon, Lord Jesus, these cities that are going through, Lord God, I ask that you, Lord Jesus, that you would touch the people. Touch them, Lord Jesus. And Lord, let them know, Lord God, the ones that have been spared from these floods and hurricanes and tornadoes, let them know, Lord, that you have given them another chance and another opportunity, Lord God, that they might lift up your name, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, even though they might have, Lord God, all these are the natural things, but Lord, that you spare them. And Lord, I
yes,
ask
Lord
you to go into these hospitals, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, hearts to be changed, minds to be
yes,
changed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Look upon these children everywhere, Lord God.
Look yes, Lord Jesus.
Care and these foster homes. Lord Jesus, it came to my mind earlier today, Lord God, these children that's been raped. Lord God, that Lord, that you have mercy
yes,
upon
Lord.
Them. Lord, that you touch
yes,
them,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus. Yes,
world,
Lord.
Parents on drugs and they came into this world.
Yes, Lord.
That you, Lord, that I know that you can touch, Lord God. I know
yes,
that you
Lord
can touch. The one that can heal. You're the only one, God, that can change, Lord Jesus, even the blood that's running through their veins. Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord
that you,
Jesus.
Lord God, remove that nicotine
yes,
and
Lord
remove
Jesus.
The blood out of their veins, Lord God. And
yes,
Lord, I
Lord
ask
Jesus.
The people from Mexico that's transporting these drugs, Lord. Ask that
yes,
you call
Lord
great
Jesus.
And a great awakening. Ask
yes, Lord.
God. Tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we come forth, Lord, we ask that you would touch us, that you would word our mouths.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
God.
Jesus.
Lord, that you, Lord. Lord Jesus, that you would do it, that you would do it for your own
yes,
glory.
Yes, Lord.
Do it for your glory because you said, Lord Jesus, that your word must go forth unto every nation, Lord God.
Yes,
and Lord, we ask that, Lord Jesus, that hearts would be renewed and it be softened, and Lord God, that you would touch them and cause, Lord God, the people to receive, and not only
yes,
receive,
Lord,
but Lord God,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pass it on in Jesus'
yes, Lord, Jesus.
Name. We ask.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Say
yes,
the,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, because
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
You, the brothers,
yes,
on
Lord.
But I know that you're blessing them, and so Lord, through the word that go forth, I ask that you bless
yes,
them. Here.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty and precious name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You, Brother Lee. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I just want to say, you know, I've said it more than one time, and I will continue to say it, you know, that time and the time that the Lord has blessed the brothers on this live, that it is a blessed, it's precious, and it's sacred. You know, people need to realize, you know, I don't know what people are saying when they hear it. I don't know what they're thinking when they hear it. But I'm telling you, this is sacred. It is sacred. The Lord has his hand on it. And, you know, you don't mess with anything that the Lord is doing. You just don't. And I just want to thank and praise the Lord. And if it's all right, I would just like to say that, you know, last week, I started talking about, you know, that all that the ones that was on the live, you know, that we believe and we, you know, in the same thing. And I just want to say tonight is why I believe. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about why I believe. And I said last week, I believe in the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. And we are representing the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. You know, the word tells us that we not only represent God, but we can represent his church. And he said in the word that his church should be called by his name. And I thank and I praise the Lord. And why I believe in the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, why I believe in the coming of John the Baptist and the restoring of Christ's church. And I just want to start out by saying, giving my testimony of how I came into the work. And I just want to say that I thank the Lord that he brought me this way. And I really didn't know anything about the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. I didn't know anything about an angel coming in this day and time. But I know my mother used to tell us when, as children when we were coming up that we all had an angel, a guardian angel. And I thank the Lord for that. And I had a neighbor that was in the church with the Elijah message that gave a message. He gave me a single message. And I don't myself, like a lot of other people out there, you wasn't thinking about anything like that. And to be honest and tell the truth, you wasn't thinking about it to the point that you wasn't even ready to get in anything like that. So I took that single message and put it on my dresser in my bedroom. And that message must have stayed on my dresser for about a month, and I never did read it. And one night, my husband, we were in the room, standing at the dresser. He was in the bed, and that message was lying there. And I told him, I say, I might as well read it. It's not going to hurt me if I read it. And I picked that message up, and I read it. And it was just something about it. I didn't know what, but it was something. And the next day, I asked my neighbor if I could go to church with her. And she told me, yes, I could. And that first night, I went with her. And when I got home from church, my husband said, how was it? So I said, it was all right, but it was something down on the inside of me that was nagging it, and I wanted to go back again. So I went back again, and the brother, while I was at church, when the brother had asked me my name, and he prayed for me, and I thanked and praised the Lord for that, and I still went back home, and, you know, I couldn't get this off of me, and I started to pray, and not knowing how to pray or what to pray, but I tell you, Jesus Christ, if you go before him honest, I'm going to say with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, but I'm going to say if you go honestly before him with an honest heart, he will teach you and speak to you. And I started praying, and I was praying, and I'm telling you, I didn't know at the time, but I knew that, you know, I needed an answer. And I'm telling you, when you go before the Lord, we have to learn, and he will teach. Because for me, I didn't know. And that devil was talking to me, and these words in my head that I didn't know. I felt like if I would pray in the dark that I could hear from God. Not so. When you earnest from your heart, he would teach you. Anytime you go before him, he would answer you. But I continue to pray. I continue to pray. And I just want to say that one night in a dream, this burly, big burly person visited me in my dream and caught me by my hand and said, let's walk. That was the only thing that he said was, let's walk. And it seems as though we was moving. Somebody say something.
Oh,
but no. It seems as though we was moving through this giant Bible. The pages was not turning. We were walking through the pages. And he didn't say anything but, let's walk. But when he stopped, I knew to stop with him. And he was stopping on scriptures. Like in Deuteronomy, it's a scripture that says that the Lord was going to raise up a prophet like unto your brothers. This was, you know, Moses was saying, and it's going to be likened unto his brothers. And I will turn to that scripture right quick. In Deuteronomy 18:18, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And we would just move through the book. He would say, walk, and we would move, and when he stopped, I don't know why I knew, just to stop when he stopped. And he would stop on another scripture, like in Malachi, the fourth chapter of Malachi, the fifth verse. And I'm looking at these big, bold words, and he would say, let's walk. And we would move on. We walked through Matthew. We walked through Luke. We walked through a lot of the books in the Bible until we walked. And all of these scriptures were speaking on the Elijah, John the Baptist, the prophet, and we walked through this Bible, no pages turning, until we got to Revelation. And in Revelation, it spoke about that angels that were coming. I'm going to turn to it right quick here because I really want people to understand what I am saying. In Revelation, it says, and after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great power. The earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying that Babylon is falling. And we walked right through to the 14th, Revelation 14:6. And Revelation 14:6 says that, and I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them, saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on earth, in every nation, every kindred, and every tongue and people. And when this happened to me, I had been praying daily, praying. I wasn't working at the time. I had small children, and I was at home. But I would take time, and I would be praying. But most of the time, I would be praying at night because I didn't understand, and I felt like the Lord would visit me and answer me in the dark. And when this happened to me, these scriptures that this burly person came and walked me through, and I woke up. I jumped out the bed. We had, it's a big hardback Bible. They call it the family Bible. I had one on my living room table. I ran in there, and everything was so vivid to me. Every scripture from Deuteronomy through Revelation, when I would turn the pages, they was exactly as they was in my dream. And I knew it was a witness for me because I had been asking the Lord, is this true? Is this true? Are you sending an angel in this day and time unto the people? And this was a witness to me, but I was not satisfied with that. I kept praying and asking the Lord. I even went to church, and I told one of the brothers in church what had happened, and he even told me, the Lord is sending you a witness that he is sending messenger in this day and time for the people. And I kept praying and asking the Lord. The next time, in a dream, when I was going to church before this, I had been given a beige back, the word of the Lord brought to mankind by the hands of an angel. And I had one with a beige back on it. I had been given one with a beige back on it. And the next time, I've had in a dream three books stacked on top of each other. They were all looked like they were sliding off of each other. And I could see the one book plainly that said the Holy Bible. The other two books, I couldn't see a name on them, and I did not know what they was. Again, I went to church, and I told the brother, I was going to church with my neighbor, and I told the brother at church about what had happened about these books that I saw. And I told him, I said, I know I saw the Holy Bible was among those books. And he pulled up two dark books. One book was a dark blue book that said, the word of the Lord brought to mankind by the hands of an angel. And I said, is that the book that I saw? Because I couldn't see the name that was on it. And the brother told me that was one of the books that I saw. And the other one said, the record of the Nephite, and that was three witnesses that the Lord had showed me that he is sending an angel in this day and time, and he's sending this angel with these messages that all things must be restored. And John the Baptist, the Lord is sending him in this day and time to deliver these messages that things might be restored, and they will be before Jesus' second coming. And if you want to say that John got his head cut off, yes, he did. But he got his head cut off before the crucifixion of Jesus. So when Jesus rose, he rose along with Jesus. And the scriptures tells us that many people arose and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. And I just wanted to say that because when it comes down to believing this, I want to say to whomever might be listening, please don't just take what you hear on the live broadcast or take what you hear somebody say, because if you just take it, it can be easily taken from you by the devil. Go to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and ask him so you can have yourself a real witness, a witness. And it's important to have three witnesses.
I can tell you so many witnesses right now that the Lord gave me regarding his work, and I tell you because of those witnesses, I will not walk away from this word. I will not walk away and leave this message because it is true. And I thank God for revealing it to me that it is true. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. I thank the Lord for the conversation, for the word, you know, that have went forth on tonight. And, you know, and truly, you know, this is the midnight cry. And, you know, and
amen.
I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for his words. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord, you know, for, you know, giving me, you know, a witness, you know, by his Holy Spirit, you know, that this work is true and that we have to have that witness, you know, in order to be able to stand, you know, no matter what come against you, you know, you will be able to stand and you know without a shadow of a doubt, you know, that this is God's church and that he is coming back to church. And I just want to share a couple of verses with everyone, you know, and I was just thinking on, you know, about as in the days of Noah. And through 24 and 37, you know, it is saying, but as the day of Noah was, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the day that was before the flood, they was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son, you know, a man be. And then in the message book, the word of the Lord brought to mankind by angel that Sister Anderson was talking about. And in that message 3 in the fourth verse, it was saying that this gospel must be preached. The cry must go out. And the Lord's coming is near. Behold, this is the day when the world with its greed and for wealth and pleasure must be won, as in the day of Noah. Pride and vanity have filled the hearts of men, and the law of the Lord is forgotten. And you know, as we look now, even as the warning message went forth, you know, even in the day of, in the days of Noah, and how the people was in much sin and rebellious, disobedient, and all kind of things that was going on. And, you know, until over in Genesis 6 and 5, and you know how the Lord made man, you know, because of so much sin, you know, that was going on. And so what he did, he was to start using Noah, you know, to sound the trumpet, you know, to the people, and you know about, you know, the sin, and you know, and the condition, you know that they were in, and in message 9 and 18, he was saying, as it was in the day of Noah, he said that the daughters, the disobedient, and the sinner was all taken away, you know, in their unbelief. And, you know, we can see that this here is even happening now, you know, that how the Lord is warning his people, you know, to prepare and get ready and to repent, you know, because of the great things, you know, that is up on us, that is about to come to pass. And, but, you know, it seems like sometimes, you know, that we don't hear the warning, you know, that the Lord, you know, is speaking to us, and the same thing that they was doing in Noah's day, those are the things, you know, that are happening now. And in that 16th message, in the first verse, you say, I have come to you again, that ye may not get discouraged in the work, and that the Lord have placed upon you. You have seen that man is continued evil unless he is filled with the Spirit of God. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it is now. The warning has come, and the warning must be taken to the nations of the earth. You have borne witness to the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now you must bear witness of the message to others that Christ's coming is near. Proud and loud voice. Fear not those who hard of fear with selfishness and are seeking their own glory and not the glory of men. And you know what? And I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for this word, because you know what? This word here is our extra oil. And you can see the fear just in the heart of God people. And they feel that there is no hope. But when the Lord sent the angel with this instruction and direction for his people in this day and time, he gave us this hope, you know, through his word sent by his angel messenger.
Amen.
And, you know, and how he gave us great promises that how he will stand here in holy place until the indignation passes over. And, you know, and I just truly thank the Lord, and I pray that each and every one that will hear this word, that would like to have the word of the Lord brought to mankind by angel, that you can contact Brother Nathaniel Hunt and on Blog Talk Radio, and you know, and would be willing to get you out, you know, a book, you know, to you, you know, that, and that you would know that we do have hope, and this is our extra oil that the Lord has given this church in this day and time.
Amen.
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 I do thank the Lord for being on the broadcast tonight, and I would like to share with just a few verses in the Word of the Lord and in the Holy Bible, and it's talking about a need for a solemn assembly. And said, he said, what is a solemn assembly? It is a sacred assembling of God's people. You know, when they come together in their fasting and their praying and their moaning and groaning before the Lord, and the Lord, he wants, when solemn assembly comes, it's for to call forth a repentance and a reviving of God's people. And early as in 1928. And the Lord, he spoke to prophecy, and he said through John the Baptist, the angel that's coming to mankind, and the Lord gave a commandment. He said, I gave you a commandment that you should call a solemn assembly, that your fasting and your moaning might come up into the ears of the Lord your God. And the Lord here said years back in 1928 that he wanted the church to call for a solemn assembly because there was so much confusion and division, you know, that was coming up into the church. Evil started creeping up into the church because before then the church had been destroyed. He said that his church would never be destroyed again.
Amen.
And so he said his church anew again, and as his church began to grow, and then evil tried to creep in amongst God's people, and as I was reading in Joel, is the first chapter, and the fourth verse, and it's telling about the local players that the Lord put the called to come up on the Israelites, up on the land of Israel, because of their sins. And the Lord gave this to me years ago, and I want to share it. He was telling about, you know, about the local, and then I went and started looking up different things concerning the local. And they said, let me see, in Joel they say, that which the palmer worm has left has the locust eaten, and that which the locust has eaten has the canker worm eaten. And that which the cankerworm has left has the caterpillar eaten. And see, and, some may think that there were four different insects, but it wasn't. It was a development. It was stages of development of this local plague. And I remember back in the 90s, and the Lord had me to read this. And as I began to read it, you know, and I went into the commentary and I started reading, and it's going to tell you about the, you know, I'm going to read about, you know, the different parts that this insect represents. The palmerworm, is in the gnashing stage. It's a stage which the loca is first hatched, is characterized by its nagging and all, you know, activity. The evil, you know, it's just like the Lord let me know that it's played like a part, like the spiritual part is like evil, that we accept evil in our life and what is, and it starts to develop and it starts gnawing and gnawing and gnawing, you know, up on us. And, you know, again, and after a while, we'll just give in to it. And then he was letting me know, like, this is the local, and the Hebrew is mean to be minute. It is the stage of the local development. Okay, Tim said that this is the stage in which it gets its wings and fly. And, you know, and he was just letting us know, you know, like the spiritual part, you know, how we allow, like, evil, you know, to have freedom, you know, we'll give in to a little evil, and to after a while we could just, you know, almost let it, you know, have control of us. And then he was saying that that the third is the cankerworm, and the Hebrew is meaning to lick off. It's the third stage of the local development. It's the stage that it does its destructive work. And when that's when it really, really starts destroying things. And that's we hold on to evil in our life, it begins to destroy our character, destroy our works, and destroy things and people around us. You know, and then and the fourth one is talking about the caterpillar. And this, and the Hebrew means to develop or to consume. And it is the final stage of the local and which it reaches full growth and devour everything in its past. If y'all have seen the local plague, you know, the locals, they used to come so many, you know, years ago, and they just be in whatever they light on, like they eat up all the crops in the field, the leaves off the trees and everything. So they just devour everything. And so the Lord just let me know. They're like in the 86th message, the 23rd verse, and he said this was kind of relating to, you know, like the spiritual part of the church. And he was saying that that was like the stage that the church was in. And when he said evil has sought to grip the church and has an effect, eating out her soul. When it removes, she shall put on her brighter garments of righteousness, but her brighter garments, and men of her children will come unto her. And see, that's the time, you know, that we're living in now, because of the different things that, you know, happening in the church, division and separation and all these different things, that's when it's going to call for a need of a solemn assembly, that, you know, that God people may come together and to cry out, cry out to the Lord on one accord, and see, and letting us know that the evil is not just something that happened; it's something that happened over a period of time. You know, before they get into that stage, and so what the Lord he want his people to do, you know, even in the 34th message, the fourth verse, so even now say unto my servant, to meet in your solemn assembly and cry mighty unto me, and I will hear you and manifest my will unto you, even concerning Zion. And see, if we come before the Lord and we cry out to the Lord, with fasting and praying and sincere of a heart. And the thing that's supposed to happen in this land, which the Lord called the land of Zion, he will not hold anything from us. He will let us know these things. And he is, even in Message 105 and 8, he said, even now, the Lord instruct all to meet in the solemn assembly and cry unto him, and he will hear and manifest his will unto you, even concerning Zion. And see that he keep on, you know, telling the minister to meet together. And he said even all, and even in Joel, and the Lord, he gave instruction, to the people. He said, gird yourself and lament, ye priests, how ye minister off the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye minister of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withheld from the house of your God. He said, thank ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders, all the inhabitants of the land, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. And see, that's what the Lord wants to do now, for he can bring his people forth, that they can put on their brighter garments of righteousness, that men of his children may come unto them. But it's going to call for a solemn assembly of fasting and praying. And he said, therefore, I say now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all of your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and with moaning. And see, he wants to come before him with a humble and a contrite spirit. That's where you have a broken heart and a contrite spirit to come before him. He said, rend your heart and not your garments. See, the people used to rend their garments back in the Bible day, but he said, I want you to rend your hearts. I want you to have a broken heart before me. And he said, and not your garments. And he said, turn it to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness and plentiful, and repent him of your evil. So we want to repent of our evil ways. So we know if he will return and repent. So who knows if he will return and repent it and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering, a drink offering, unto the Lord your God. Blow ye a trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of the closet. Let the priest, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach. Let the healer should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? And see, the church have fallen up on a great reproach, and we're being made fun of and talked about and everything. And see, and God wanted to bring forth a healing amongst his children, And so that's what he wanted to do. He said, then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yes, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. See, that's what the Lord wants to do. He wants his church to come forth. We're supposed to be in the forefront. We're supposed to be the ones that, blowing that, like that trumpet in Zion, to gather his people. But he got people in every denomination up on the face of the earth, and that is one of our jobs is to go out there and give this word to the honest and hard. Yeah. Because there's multitudes of people that are ready to be reunited to his church right now. But I will remove far from you the north army, and I will drive them into a land barren and desolated, with the face towards the east, and this and his hand poured towards the other sea, and his feet shall be come up, and his ill favor shall come up, because he has done great things. Fear not, O land, and be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. The Lord will do great things for us. Be not afraid, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the trees bear their fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rains mightily, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rains, and the latter rains in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat. He wants to really bless his people. He wants to give us plenty, more than enough, spiritual, naturally, and everything. And the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the yield that the locusts had eaten. That what he wants to restore. He wants to give back to us that Satan has taken from us. He said the canker worm and the caterpillar and the plumber worm. He said my great army which I sent amongst you. See that was, and he called that his army back in the natural, back in the Bible days, Israel. It was all those like those locusts and things, the local, you know, came and devoured the crops. And so and he talked the spiritual thing now that Satan has taken from us. He wanted to restore our joy, restore our health, restore our peace. Yeah. And he wants to do all that for us. And he said, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wonderful with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the God, I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. After we do that, and God promised this, and it shall, he said, and it shall come to pass afterwards, after we have repented before God and everything, and he said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaid, in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonder in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered, as the Lord has said. And the remnant whom the Lord called shall call. So that was the Lord he wants to do. He wants to for his ministry, to call forth a solemn assembly that he can do a great killing amongst his people.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. We thank God for you handmaidens tonight. The handmaidens of our Lord Jesus Christ. Being utilized to share and give good news. Good news.
Amen.
And hope for mankind. So I'm grateful for the handmaid. I was thinking that wherever any a good work was done in any area of the world, there you will find a woman or women.
Amen.
That everything has the backdrop and the backbone of women, mothers, wives, helpers, So let's not think light of our children, because in these days the Lord is going to raise up some handmaidens, prophets, and children.
Amen.
To promote the kingdom of God. They're going to come, little children, going to be the anointed.
Amen.
Mighty.
Amen.
Anointed with power and visions and revelation and the vivid nature of Jesus. And they're going to raise up with an army made of men, women, and children.
Amen.
The mighty, mighty works of God. It's coming forth. Just for years and generations, I've been seeing this army of young children coming forth.
Amen.
And women.
Amen.
Because this is the day the Lord is going to use every vessel that's available to him to bring about great things.
Amen.
The body of Christ, he talks about his congregation of righteous ones and the redeemed ones in these days. He called them the body of Christ.
Amen.
He calls them the army of the Lord.
Amen.
He calls them his vessels and the apple of his eye. So we are grateful for the women, and we celebrate this special 3 days in between to let people know the importance of motherhood, of wife, the woman that bears, and the woman also was used to bring man into sin, but a woman was used to bring man to victory through the birth of Jesus. So Jesus came right around and lifted the virtue of women when he used Mary as the instrument of the Son of God being born through Mary to bring salvation. So he lifted them up. And so we're grateful and thankful that women can be used as leaders in self-assessment. Now, we'll talk about that women can be used in areas of leadership sometime in the home when the man is not there or there is no man or whatever in a business where a man is up. God can use a prepared vessel. A prepared vessel is what God wants. Prepared vessels, male or female. Now, I'm not putting nobody over. I'm putting them in their place. I'm not trying to put them in the place of men. I'm trying to put them in their own place. I'm not saying that a woman is over her husband. No. No. Over the father. No, God created that, and that never will change. He put men mostly in charge of ministry in the church called priesthood, but he uses women also to minister grace and life. And that you don't have to be ordained to a certain. You just have to be used by the Holy Ghost in your place and your gift. So I'm thankful and grateful. My mother, your mother is a minister to her children. And I want to say this because I talk about families and the importance of the network of family, why Satan wants to shipwreck the families. Because most people don't understand why Satan wants to pervert and shipwreck the normal family setting that God ordained. They don't know the importance why he wants to ship, change, and pervert it. They just think, well, he's doing something. No, he got a strategy for doing that. He want to create a new order. See, Satan want to change the order that God did by creation and recreation. He wants to change the order of things. And he wants to set up his own order. That's why you see all of these things happening in the earth. Like men want to be women and children want to be a girl and all this deception and stuff, this backward stuff, and you don't understand why this is happening as it was in the days of Noah. Now, why is Satan going to cause this great confusion? See, this is what the part that people don't understand. That Armageddon starts with a great confusion. Worldly confusion. They think Armageddon is just one physical battle. And one battle in the Middle East. But Armageddon begins with worldly confusion.
That's right.
About this and about this and about that. So here we are, thinking that the Lord Jesus don't understand why a woman plays a major role in the man in everything that's take place in the earth. That's why women have some of the greatest ministry in promoting the kingdom of God in their place.
Amen.
In their order.
Amen.
Your home is a woman's created place. When the man runs for cover, the woman is still there, basically. The mother that cares is there, holding up the banner. So we honor the women of God, the mothers and women, and they're carrying the banner of hope and help around the world. Some of the greatest missionaries has been women. See, I don't mind no people talking about me. I'm going to give honor to all parts of the body of Christ. I'm not just going to give part of two. I'm going to give honor to all. Jesus wanted to lift motherhood, wife, and family up as a sign. That's why he made the body of Christ like a marriage.
Yes.
A family. So I'm grateful for all the handmaidens that go and minister to the physical, the medical, the teaching around the world. So give our regards to all the women who are contributing to the good of mankind. Wherever you go, in the gospel of Christ, in the restoration of mankind, to love, justice, and truth, to medical healing, to teaching our children how to achieve and develop, I am grateful for the women who teach the children. It's not the spiritual side that you need to teach. That's first. But you have to teach the other three sides. Don't forget about this, that God made a whole church. He don't want to teach you just spiritual foundation. That's the first foundation and the greatest. But he want to teach you the whole foundation of life. So there has to be teachers to teach the secular. There has to be medical people. There has to be builders, architects, biologists, chemists, doctors, lawyers. Yeah, we need all that. We need righteous men. We need righteous women in all of these areas. This is dominion that God's talking about, taking dominion. We need sanctified people's teaching. We don't need just LBGT's teaching. We need some saved, sanctified people up in there. What the Bible says. Amen. Now, you notice they'll let the LBQs and DBQs up in the school, but they don't want the saved, sanctified Holy Ghost people talking up in there.
Amen.
You can lose. See how backwards things have happened so quickly? How America has gone backwards so quick?
Amen.
The church world, the education world, and that is not all. That's why we need everybody on board. And we're going to talk about next week about the Holy Person, that the Holy Ghost. This is the day of the Holy Spirit. This is the time of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
I said the Holy Spirit. This is the day. When it said day of Elijah, it's the spirit power Elijah. It's talking about the working of the Holy Spirit to restore.
Amen.
Now, and so therefore, to engage what the Antichrist will do, we're going to have a double portion and triple portion. Now, you may not believe it.
Yes, Lord.
One touch is not going to get you through. And a second touch is not going to always get you through. You're going to need the full cup.
Full cup.
To go to the nations of earth, go to the ends of the earth, you're going to need a full cup.
Yes,
to even go down and witness to some of these cities, and stand in the street, you're going to need a full cup.
Amen.
Full cup. And
don't
the cup
you.
Got to be running over.
Amen.
The angel came with a message that it's got to be a cup that's running over. With who?
Amen.
What Jesus has done through the Holy Spirit. What Jesus is coming through the Holy Spirit. The cup has to be running over. That's why our faith has become great, because the cup has not been made full yet. We got to empty ourselves that Jesus be Lord and the cup running over.
Amen.
When you meet some of these demons and devils and wicked spirits, the cup better be, when you go face these demon powers and principalities in power, the cup better be running over, baby, because I'd have met some of these. Let's know that men, women, and children is going to be used in this great last move of the Holy Spirit like never before.
Amen.
love one another. You don't have to agree with every one another, but love one another. You don't have to agree with every Christian, but you have to show love to
them.
Yes,
right.
Amen.
Love would bring them to the light.
Amen.
Love would bring to the light. The love of God, the love of Christ.
Thank
all right. We close.
Amen.
This is the people of God. And we love you. And Brother Nate, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for all of you listening to the broadcast. And may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
God
bless.
Brother Lee, give me a call in a few minutes, brother.